Introduction. The Second Vatican Council urged religious institutes to become familiar with and preserve the spirit and goals of their founders, as well as the history and traditions of their communities. This invitation has inspired a great deal of research into the original writings of John Baptist de La Salle that gave direction to the spiritual journey of his first disciples. The same invitation has also encouraged research and study to throw light on the specific spiritual insights that gave direction to the founder in the decisions he made throughout his own life. Following Vatican II, and in the course of the adapted renewal that is proposed, it has also been necessary to read the signs of the times. In a world that is constantly evolving, how can community discernment and recourse to the Holy Spirit rediscover the dynamism and the relevance of the original spirit of the Institute? The lack of new members, the aging of those in the work, the takeover of the schools by the state or by lay colleagues have undermined the previous feeling of security. A new era has begun without warning. All of a sudden, it seems a new path must be found or created by the religious community. It is a task that calls for continual work. As Pope Paul VI declared, the adapted renewal cannot be effected once and for all time. It must be undertaken ceaselessly by the fervor of individual religious and well-planned efforts of chapters and superiors. It is now 300 years since De La Salle took the initiative and set out on a new way of life. He saw that the children of the working class and the poor were almost totally neglected without training or education. He formed a body of teachers and organized schools with a program that assured effective teaching. A memoir submitted to the Town Council of Rouen in 1721 describes this original work of De La Salle. This institute was started in the year 1680 by Monsieur De La Salle, Canon of Reims, a man filled with great compassion for the large number of children of the poor and the working class whose fathers and mothers were unable to teach them the truths of religion, partly because they were not educated themselves, partly because they had to go to work every day to earn their livelihood and leave their unfortunate children to fend for themselves. De La Salle developed a plan to establish schools where the children of the poor and the working class would receive free lessons in reading, writing, and arithmetic, and a Christian education through catechetical instruction and other daily training suited to form good Christians. To do this, he formed a group of unmarried young men who, although willing to become teachers for young people and to live an obscure life, were largely unable to do so for lack of opportunity. What was the secret of this priest from Reims that explains the perduring success his institute has had, a success without precedent in history? To understand the charism that inspired him, not just to retrace the story of his life, but rather to set forth as clearly as possible the vital force behind his apostolic activity, his disciples have since 1956 been in the process of discovering the answer to this question by studying his writings and the decisions he made at the important junctures of his life. De La Salle is recognized as having a prominent place among the leaders of elementary education in his day, but as a teacher of spirituality, he has for too long been overlooked in the church. This has happened because his spiritual writings have been circulated almost exclusively among the members of the institute he founded. Yet it is altogether fitting that he be given his place among the spirituality traditions of St. Francis de Sales, Pierre de Bérulle, Charles de Condrin, Jean-Jacques Ollier, St. Vincent de Paul, and St. John Eudes. Modern LaSallian study was initiated with the decision of the General Chapter of 1956 to create the Momenta LaSalliana of the Cahiers LaSalliens, a series which now includes facsimiles of all the first editions of the pedagogical and spiritual writings of the founder, John Baptist de La Salle, and more than 40 other volumes of original research. The Institute's expansion outside of France in the 19th century led to English and Spanish translations of most of De La Salle's writings. This volume is a new English translation of two of his works, Meditations for Sundays and the Principal Feasts, and Meditations for the Time of Retreat. Since 1959, two exhaustive studies of Meditations for the Time of Retreat have been completed. However, Meditations for Sundays and Principal Feasts is hardly known outside of the Institute. It would indeed be true to say that very few brothers have profited from the thought of their founder as it is found in these meditations. Yet this legacy of De La Salle conveys a spiritual doctrine that is especially suited for people engaged in the Christian education of youth. His meditations are concerned with the everyday life of teachers and with their religious formation, without separating their personal consecration to God from an apostolic ministry immersed in the daily problems of a demanding work. Recently, a study of the sources of Meditations for the Principal Feasts was published in an effort to stimulate a return to these texts, which are so replete with authentic LaSallian spirituality. This introduction will have four parts. First, in order to appreciate the spirituality of 17th century France, a description of the state of religious practice at the end of the 16th century. Second, a brief summary of De La Salle's contact with the French school of spirituality. Third, a selection of passages from De La Salle's meditations to show how he made use of the principal themes of that spirituality. And fourth, how he developed an original spirituality for the community of brothers he established, which is pertinent to all Christian teachers today.